Have you ever been with someone at the very moment they died? Have you ever held their hand right as the breath of life left them? I have. Have you ever stepped into a hospital room to find a young mother cradling her stillborn infant in her arms? I have. Have you ever stood with a woman as she gazes on the lifeless body of her husband in the emergency room bed, saying, "I just didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know he was dying." I have. In moments like these, it can be very difficult to hold back the tears. Sometimes I didn't even try. If Jesus could cry at the grave, so can I. So I fully understand Mary from Magdala breaking into tears on Easter Sunday when she went to the tomb of the Lord and looked in to find his body gone. Death brings on just such sorrow. And I understand how the salty wetness in her eyes could blur her vision so she would not immediately recognize the man standing near her. And how in her grief she might think that he was a caretaker who had come to trim the shrubs. My own vision has been blurred by tears any number of times. Maybe yours has too. When did you last weep? Not just over a death, but over any sadness. Some other emotional shock. Some difficult decision. Some sudden remembrance of something or of someone who is now gone. Can you understand Mary's weeping at the tomb of Jesus on Easter Sunday? I know I can, 100%. And that's why for me what Jesus then said to her there is so meaningful. He called to her by name. He spoke a word directly to her aching heart, and he said, "Mary." And in my mind, I've always imagined just how he must have said it. Gently, comfortingly, full of compassion and love. Let's think about three things as Jesus calls to Mary by name. First, in calling her by name, Jesus showed her that although she didn't recognize him immediately, he recognized her. He knew exactly who she was, and he knew everything about her. A name, after all, wraps up into just a syllable or two whatever is known about a person. For instance, when I say one of your names, I immediately see in my mind what you look like, your personality, whether you like mini apple pies or mango smoothies or chicken sandwiches. I know what things make you happy or sad. Everything I know about you is pressed down into that one word, your name. Jesus called Mary by name. It was as if he was reminding her, "I know you, Mary. I know everything about you. I know why you are here. I know why you are crying. I know your every weakness. And I know just how to comfort you." In calling her by name, Jesus also revealed that Mary belonged to him. In the garden at that moment, Mary felt very alone. When Jesus called to her by name, It was as if to say, you, Mary, are my dear child. You have a place with me. When our children are born, we name them, not just so we have a word we can use to call them to dinner, but when we name them, they officially become part of our family. In your baptisms, the name of the triune God was placed upon you. Your sins were washed away, and you were made one of God's very own. Now you belong to your Savior, Jesus Christ. That means he loves you as a father loves his children. It means that you always have a place with him, and he always wants to come and be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. He came to Mary in the garden, and he is there in your hour of need as well, whenever and wherever that may be. And finally, in calling her by name, Jesus revealed to Mary that he was truly alive again. Imagine the scene. Through tears, Mary was not expecting to see Jesus. She thought he was the hired help. But with a single word, all of that changed. This man knows my name, Mary realized. What local gardener would know that? This has to be Jesus. This has to be the one I know and love. This is the one who was crucified, and now he lives. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. He is risen. He is risen indeed. There is nothing he cannot do. Now replace Mary's name with yours. The next time you are crying, open your ears and listen. Your Savior is calling to you through a verse from his word, or through the voice of a Christian friend or teacher or pastor, through someone in your life who loves you deeply, even when you can't see quite clearly through your sadness or your frustration or your disappointment. Listen in those moments, because it is Jesus saying, I know you. You belong to me. I am alive forever. And then from your heart of hearts, you can sing, I am Jesus' little lamb, ever glad at heart I am. For my shepherd gently guides me, knows my need and well provides me, loves me every day the same, even calls me by my name. Hymn 648, all verses. 648.